Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, these weeks go by so fast. They just flick by like the blinking of an eye. Not even the blinking, the twinkling. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 7th day of August on this Friday edition, or Friday, August 7th, 2009. We have a special surprise guest in the last hour of the show today. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. And we have an even bigger surprise guest coming up on Monday that you do not want to miss. And I will just leave it at that for you. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in on a host of issues in the next hour, the whole birther issue, the attack on Iran situation with Obama. Let me tell you, Corsi has his ear very close to the ground because he's in that camp that wants to go after him. So keep your friends close and the operatives closer, huh? And then we've got Bob Chapman coming on for his once-a-week visit with us on the economy in the third hour today. And again, the surprise guest coming up later. A lot of different economic news I want to go over. But first off, I told you last week and then this week that it was going to be big news that everywhere across the country that establishment Democrats and Republicans give speeches, they get booed off the stage by their own constituents. They get chased from the building. And by chased, when the whole crowd starts chanting and booing and yelling at them, the two or three sheeple out of 100, 200, 300 that actually support Lloyd Doggett, the congressman, or Senator Cornyn, doesn't matter what party, they then start chanting. Because you'd have to be an idiot to support the establishment, a sheep. So as soon as they see the other people chanting against them, they start chanting. You can watch the videos. It's like they're peer pressure controlled. And the establishment can herd the slaves as long as they keep the illusion going. But as soon as the illusion dissipates, it is over for the establishment. So we're going to be covering that today. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv today. In the second, third, and fourth hour, we're going to give you 3 hours of simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Simulcast of this radio show that then goes into the living color via the web video at PrisonPlanet.tv, where all my films are posted and so much more. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Here is the stack of news. They're finally covering it. Now, over the weekend and this week, they said it was all staged. They said it was only lobbyists being bussed in with no proof, total lies. Now they're admitting it's grassroots and saying they're scared and having the police arrest people. They think that if they, in Florida and Missouri and New York and New Jersey and California, I mean, the reports are just deluging in, pouring in, that they're having cops arrest people for no reason, including news reporters. And let me give you a little memo, government. That's only going to intensify. I know you, and what did they say 2 years ago when it's in the film Truth Rising? They said 9/11 truthers going to events and asking questions should be tasered, taken to offshore bases, and tortured. That was a talking point on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all the major shows. And we have clip after clip in the film Truth Rising. They wanted to have a chilling effect and scare people. That didn't work, did it? And again, 9/11 truth, we are change, really modeling off of what I did back in the mid and late 90s, again, which we've been saying all the time. We want people to model after us and improve on what we pioneered and go out and take over these press conferences and events and speeches and ask real questions. And it's happening. Very exciting. And so now they're trying to intimidate and arrest people. That'll only intensify it. Good job, Redcoats. They did that back in the years leading up to 1776. Good job. And show us your tyrants. Show us your thugs. We're going to cover it all when we get back and a lot more. Big show today. Big finish for the week.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All I do is point out the asinine corruption and hypocrisy of the government, the media, the establishment. I mean, I point out just what's obvious. Over the last few months, we have seen Republicans and Democrats, we just observe the facts and report them, being booed off the stage, chanted off the stage. They then run out of the meetings because it's always so embarrassing. It gets on local media. And then here locally on TV and radio, I always hear in the newscast, a very mean, bad crowd who wasn't very gentlemanly and against our democracy was mean to the congressman or the senator or the governor. And they'll have the governor's spokesman or the senator himself or Lloyd Doggett going, it was all staged. These people are just hateful. And so I knew it was in the local news around the country. That's the great part about the internet. It ends the national news monopoly on information. So local news becomes national news. And that's what we post at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We try to give people a clear picture of what's happening in the United States and across the world, a snapshot. And in the last few months, I mean, I don't ever hear of a town hall or an event or a meeting where the people don't yell and scream and go after the politicians when they push blanket amnesty, anti-gun bills, the carbon tax, the government socialized health care, the fascist health care, really, the euthanasia health care. And, you know, we actually get the bills and post them. And then the people read the bills. And then they go and they hear the politician lie and say, that's not in the bill. In fact, I saw a clip yesterday I meant to play. Congressman Conyers, in fact, search engine this and pull it up. There's too many clips, too little time. Saying headlines should be Conyers says we don't need to read the bills. Or says it's stupid to read the bills. And it was a video clip of him saying reading the bills is bad. I mean, it's like they're in an alternate dimension now. He said, what are you going to do? Read a 1,000-page bill? No, you pass it. I mean, it's like a capitulation to corruption. The lobbyist write a 1,300-page bill, and then 10 minutes before they're set to vote on the cap and trade, they bring the bill out to the full floor. And no one's allowed to read it. I mean, that's America is run by special interests that write the bills. And then it's now extreme and bizarre and bad to want to read it. And Obama gets up on TV and says, just get out of my way. Get out of my way on health care. I'm doing it. And I have the bill here in front of me. And we've gone over it. And it is absolutely 180 degrees the opposite of this country and what this nation stands for. And that's just a fact. And we're going to go back over it again today when Bob Chapman's on with us because it deals with financial issues. We'll deal with it for most of that hour. But and they engage in this hoax saying the economy's better and everything's fine. When every economic indicator except for the stock market shows that we're in free fall with the real economy dying. I mean, I've never seen a case in the last 100 years looking at history, and the news admits they've never heard of one either, where dead bodies are stacking up at the morgues in every major town and city because people don't have money to bury their own families. I mean, we're going back to pauper graves now that we haven't had in 100 years. The states and the counties are so bankrupt, the bodies are stacked up. Whole rooms of dead bodies. We can play the local newscast videos of this. Rooms stacked with corpses and body bags. Society unraveling. We go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll show people that image. It's up on Infowars.com right now. I mean, is that not an indicator of society collapsing? Whole neighborhoods in Michigan and Florida and California and Texas and where one out of five houses is occupied and there's just for sale signs. Nobody, the people have lost their homes. The homes are just rotting. Massive job layoffs intensifying. And the media says the economy's great. Here's the headlines. I got a whole stack on the town halls being taken over. You are terrifying us. Voters send a message to Washington and get an ugly response. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. And the ugly response is the police come after you. Now they're saying, where is a rule tonight? I am saying no one is allowed to raise your voice. If you do, you'll be thrown out. And the cops run over and taser you or drag you out. Yeah, that's the American way, isn't it? And the media keeps saying it's so un-American to raise your voice. No, it's totally American. It's 110% freedom and liberty to yell at these criminals that violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution and do the opposite of what the people sent them there to do. Top Democrats denounce health care protest. AP, the Senate's most powerful Democrat, scolded health care protesters, dogging his party's lawmakers at local meetings, arguing that some critics of the political right have run out of ideas and ditch their civic manners. Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada accused the protesters of trying to sabotage the democratic process. See, oh, you're anti-democratic because you're democratically coming out and 90-plus percent are standing up and chanting they don't want it. That's sabotaging. As they go out and brainwash the public and the Federal Reserve's being booed at all these public meetings they're having. And then they say, oh, you're hurting America. Hey, go ahead. That crap isn't working. Nancy Pelosi says you're racist Nazis and AstroTurf. That isn't going to work. The polls show over 90% don't want the open borders. The polls show over 90% don't want the cap and trade. The polls showed 99% didn't want your banker takeover, and now they've stolen $23.7 trillion. The people don't want to turn their guns in, but you don't care. You've introduced the bills, and they found out you're lying when you say you haven't introduced them. You criminals just keep lying and just keep it going. Keep it going. And I've got all these video clips coming up. AARP organizers cancel listening session after participants refuse to keep their comments quiet. Six people, including Post-Dispatch reporter, arrested. St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a Lewis County police arrested six people, including a Post-Dispatch reporter. Oh, I'm sure they did something. During a demonstration Thursday evening outside a forum on aging of Representative Russ Carnahan of St. Louis. Two of the people were arrested on suspicion of assault. Yeah, that's the new thing. The politicians bump you and then arrest you. One of resisting arrest and three on suspicion of committing peace disturbances, police say. That means anything the cops want. And I've got stacks of this. They're just arresting people now. Oh, you shouldn't have asked Senator Kerry about Skull and Bones. Oh, you're peacefully leaving? Then they don't let him go. They pull him to the ground. He has his hands out peacefully, palms up, and says, "Don't tase me, bro." And they said, "No, you will learn to submit to the foreign banks. I'm a stupid security guard, $9 an hour, and I don't care if they're destroying my future. I love exercising power. I may be eating white bread and bologna every night. I may be full of mercury and partly brain damage at 35 years old as a security guard, but I love it. I'm going to tase you. I'm a thug scum." Post-Dispatch photographer Dawn Majors was at the scene and photographed the arrest. She was heard Wagman yell her name and say that she was being taken into custody. And so, again, you don't photograph cops beating people. You're going to jail too, slave. And they're probably going to bump her and say she assaulted them and laugh about it. Hell, they'll probably laugh on camera and not get in trouble. You think you're going to stop our heist, lady? You're going to jail too. See, and now the reporters who always love joining the system and making fun of the citizens and calling us extreme, you get to go to jail too. And I've got other reports of reporters being arrested. Because, see, you don't photograph the thuggery. Tampa tempers flare over health care plan. And I got another one here, tempers flare over health care plan. This is out of the Detroit Free Press. Representative John Dingell was greeted with jeers and cheers. Yeah, like 90%. You can go to YouTube. There's hundreds of videos uploaded a day now of different events. I mean, there's no way to even cover it all. The people are on the edge of revolution, which means the feds are probably going to stage a false flag, and the flu may not be coming quick enough for them. I would expect, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm surprised they haven't launched a new war or staged a terror attack or blown up a city or something. I mean, look out for that. Just get ready. Look for feds truck bombing themselves so they can whine and suck their thumbs on TV and play the part of victims. Look for them bombing a federal daycare center or something. I mean, these scum are bottomless bottom feeders. And the illusion of them being our loving gods is imploding. And feds, I'm sure your sociologists have already figured this out. You can bomb yourself all day long. Everybody knows you're criminals. It's over for you, okay? A lot of your own people don't like what you're doing and are sick of it. So I just feel sorry for the feds they're going to bomb. They'll probably do another federal daycare center. It'll be real sad. You know, OKC, they love killing feds' children. Pelosi visits a lightning rod. Denver Post. U.S. House Speaker Pelosi visited a Denver clinic for homeless Thursday, visiting that Democrats are united in backing health care reform and brushed off a question on whether a conservative-led protest against reform have hurt the effort. See, there's the media saying the raucous conservative-led protest. Folks, it's Republicans and Democrats being booed, but I'm noticing the media, 9 times out of 10, only covers Democrats being protested. If the truth gets out, they're all finished.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew he didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
So the media is acting like, is portraying it as if it's dirty and dangerous and bad, that the American people don't want socialized, federal-controlled eugenics health care, that the American people don't want to pay more for electricity and carbon taxes directly to Al Gore's company, and the American people actually read the bills and found out there's anti-gun bills. I mean, the establishment is just really destroying themselves. They don't understand that they can't talk to us like we're three-year-olds anymore and just tell us to sit down and shut up and that we're going to go along with it. But the issue is this. We need to have an article written at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com by one of my writers showing all the YouTube videos of Republicans being booed off the stage and to explain that it is a bipartisan route and that these are completely organic, spontaneous demonstrations. I've talked to congressmen, I've talked to congressmen's aides. They say that citizens are coming to the House and Senate office buildings, going through the metal detectors, checking in, going through all the hassle to go in and sit outside their offices now every day, people that never did it before. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. I mean, how big of a story is this that not only has the media for months been just ignoring the fact that citizens are on the edge of revolt, now they're acting like it's dirty and bad to go let your Congress critters know what you think, and that it's staged, not spontaneous, and that it's only Republicans that are protesting Democrats, because as long as they can make it a left-right issue, they win. But if we can force into the mainstream media that government has an 11% approval rating, Congress does, and that people don't buy the propaganda anymore, then that 30, 40% of sheeple that won't wake up until they understand the majority has woken up, we'll even have them awakening and coming off the reservation, coming off the plantation. I want to go ahead and start playing some of these audio clips. Here is Congressman Conyers of Michigan in a press conference talking about how stupid it is to read the bills. I mean, this is like an alternate dimension of corruption. Special interests write them, and he just totally capitulates to it and says, what do you expect us to do, read 1,000 pages and have a lawyer there? Absolutely. Bills should be short and simple. You know, the media always frames it like, what is Congress doing? The people want Congress to get more done. So they pass hundreds and hundreds of major bills a year, each bill with, in some cases, thousands of pieces of legislation inside of it. I mean, the states are all passing laws to run our lives, to tax us, to control us, to micromanage us. The founders said gridlock was good, separation of powers, three branches of government. You don't want a bunch of people up there passing laws, because they'll pass laws to steal your money or to shut down your business or to control your life. Now, here's John Conyers. Why would I read a health care bill? That's the quote, John Conyers. That's the name of the video online. It's up on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill?
Now, you see, that's their spirit. And they know what they're doing. It's desperation. There's nothing you can do. It's impossible. Exactly. We don't need this health care bill. How is it going to be administered, even if government was good and weren't a bunch of murdering eugenicists? How would it be administered by a government that can't read 1,000 pages? You can't read it, but I read it. You won't read it, but I've gone over it. We've written articles about it with the subsections. I read the Patriot Act and wrote the original analysis of Patriot Act 1 and 2, won the Project Censored Award for it. I mean, I'm a guy with a wife and children. I stayed up three nights. It took me 6 hours, but I scanned through it fast and read the sub areas and marked it up with highlighter. Nobody else had done it. I put it out. People couldn't believe it. Top lawyers went and read it, gave me credit, and said, Mr. Jones is correct. This is the absolute end of the Bill of Rights. How come I can read it? How come Ron Paul can read it? Now, I'll be honest, I didn't read the whole health care. I scanned through and the key sections and read probably 200 pages of it. I've now read probably 800 pages of eco-science. No, these criminals have to be stopped.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares, your own personal Jesus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting serious. Huge development during the break. This is outrageous. I'm asking Kurt Nimmo, Aaron Dykes, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, everybody, today and throughout the weekend, to put all your attention on this. Because the country is on the edge of revolution. I can officially tell you that. Ron Paul agreed, the congressman, here 2 days ago, that he's never seen anything approaching this. And we are on the verge of flashpoint. And I had him on a month before that, and he wasn't sure. He said that we were rising, that liberty was rising, but he didn't know. Now he says, yes, we have the momentum. I also talked to him privately off air. He was laughing. He was incredibly happy. You heard him laugh last week when he was on the show, and you've never heard Ron Paul laughing. Because to see destiny happening, to know that we can win this thing, to know that we can bring down the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order and the Bank of the World is so exciting. But the establishment realizes this is happening, and they're going to stage a crisis. You can bet your bottom dollar and quick. I would say they may hit us next week. In fact, my spidey sense has never been in this much overdrive. as it is right now. I mean, this is bad. It's good. It's the best of times, worst of times, as one great literary mind once said. The best of times, the worst of times, because the people are waking up, but the videos are pouring in so many that I can't even keep track of them during the breaks. In the fourth hour today, we're going to cover this issue and play a bunch of these videos at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I need all my writers and everybody else out there, if you've got an alternative news site, we've got to take over the cyberspace like we do on so many issues now and force this into the media. We've already forced the fact that these aren't staged people standing up and saying no to Obamacare and cap and trade and other issues. And Ron Paul at CPAC gets up in front of the most hardcore Republicans and says the war was bad, the war is evil, and gets a standing ovation with, I would say, at least 85% of the crowd just absolutely clapping. See, the Republicans don't want war either. On every issue, the American people are together. 80%+ don't want war. 91% don't want open borders. 99% don't want banker bailout. Close to 85% don't want the cap and trade. Depending on the poll, it's 70 to 85. There's a bunch of different numbers, but the point is it's way past 70. We're all together, and that goes for cops and FBI and school teachers and bureaucrats, and it's not just an us against them. I get threatened by the out-of-control police at a very primitive level and tend to lash out, but that feeds into the globalist operation, just like left-right paradigm does. We've got to reach out to the military and police. You know, when the FBI was here last week, I was sort of yelling at them a little bit, not really meanly, but like being very stern with them and very on the edge of yelling. And then by the time they left, they were really worried just here giving me a subpoena. I halfway apologized to them. It's just at a primitive level. I know FBI agents murdered Terrence Yakey, cop of the year up in Oklahoma City, for exposing it was a government inside job. And I know there's bad, really evil units in the FBI that are very scary killers. They recruit out of special forces, but these guys weren't that. You know, the issue is that we've all got to keep our heads here. Why am I freaking out right now? Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen multiple videos now, and I realized that I saw one of these this morning and got caught looking at financial news and didn't even let this consciously register the magnitude of what I'm seeing. I was just reading to you out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, six people, including Post-Dispatch reporter, arrested at Carnahan meeting. Well, guess what? We now have the YouTube video shot by bystanders. Union thugs with police assault innocent people and then arrest them. This is the most hardcore mafia thuggish thuggism, anti-American stuff I can imagine. And I want to warn the thugs doing this. And I want to warn the big city machines. Your mafia has gone too far. And it's going to be just like when the Rockefellers had Pinkerton security people mow down protesters in the 20s and 30s and stuff. This is going to blow up in your face. And these police and these union people need to be brought to justice. You know, the media calls it a fight. And how this works is union thugs attack you, police attack you, and then they charge you. And so the headline is up on Infowars.com. Union thugs beat patriot at Obamacare town hall in St. Louis. The media tried to get photos of it, so the thugs are like, you know, commanding the police, get that reporter, get her, so they can engage in the frame-up. I mean, everything that tyranny's made of, frame-ups, suppressing free speech, and then the media, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, even though it's their own reporter, going along with it, and then framing the good people. I mean, this is just so sick. But you know what? YouTube's there. And we know they're trying to shut it down and move to mainly Hollywood movies and TV, and YouTube admits they're moving towards shutting down free speech. That's why we've got the other video servers. That's why the establishment and Senator Rockefeller are saying they want to shut down the general public being able to upload. We better use the web now like we're not going to have it soon. The Cyber Command admits their main job is, quote, to shut down the web and to attack American bloggers. These are all quotes. Just Google Cyber Command to shut down web, and you'll have mainstream news saying, oh, yes, it's good. This is incredible. And so you have citizens showing up everywhere, and this is big city Chicago mafia that extends down into Indiana and Missouri, big city New York mafia, Miami mafia, Dallas-style mafia. It's government mafia, and everywhere you go, this even happened in the Doggett thing. You see some union thugs trying to push at women and trying to tell them, be quiet, and it doesn't work. Everybody starts chanting at the grocery store, so they back off. When I confronted Doggett years ago, peacefully with questions, he had a man and a woman poking me in the side while I was talking to him that worked for him. He acts friendly while their thugs go at you. And they want to make all of America like Chicago and New York, where the police rule, where the mafia rules everything, where the people are sucked off of. They want to break everybody's back, break everybody's will, to train us to be domesticated. The effort to discredit and shut down opposition to Obamacare has gone from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's holding up artificial turf and House Majority Nancy Pelosi calling opponents Nazis to violence. During the demonstration Thursday evening outside a forum of aging called U.S. Representative Russ Carnahan of St. Louis, a Democrat, in Missouri, a patriot was viciously attacked by union thugs. Healthcare reform opponents felt cheated after being locked out of the town hall, writes Ryan Witt of the Examiner. Yeah, they have these staged town halls now, and they kick anybody out that doesn't agree and then get on the news and say, look, everybody agrees. Some believe that the SEIU, Service Employees International Union members, were being let in instead of them. From my personal observation, at the office was allowing people who had RSVP'd beforehand to go in ahead of others. Yeah, that's how it works. They claim they're town halls, but they only mail them out to union members or to Democrats. And now they're having smaller stage town halls where only their employees are there, and then they call them citizens. The Democrat, Carnahan, packed the event and attempted to prevent the opposition from attending, as the video below shows. Acorn activists also received preferential treatment at the stage-managed event. It's all on video. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports people opposed to Obamacare were kept out because of the turnout, an assertion at odds with the above video. The back and forth between factions within the crowd created a carnival-like atmosphere. Yeah, it wasn't full inside. And outside, between the members of the movement opposing President Obama's policies and the groups who came to show support for the president's proposal. In a prepared statement after the event, the congressman characterized the opposition as disruptors and said that they had mobilized by special interests in Washington who have lined their pockets by overcharging Americans for broken health care system. Yeah, I'm getting hundreds of emails and calls and posts on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. You can go read them in the comment pages saying I'm paid for by big medicine. Actually, the big insurance companies, people want this. It's a takeover. It's fascism. Union thugs viciously attacked a patriot, Kenneth Gladney. I want him on, by the way, guys, who was handing out Gadsden flags. Ooh, the evil patriot flag outside the stage-managed event. The St. Louis Tea Party was also demonstrating against Democrats attempting to force Obamacare through Congress. As the video below documents, the disruptors were pro-Obamacare supporters, not the anti-Obamacare people. And it goes on. Kenneth was attacked on the evening of August 6th by Representative Russ Carnahan's town hall meeting in South St. Louis County, writes his attorney, David B. Brown, in an email sent to InfoWars. So, again, we have this because we were contacted by them, I should add. Kenneth was approached by SEIU representative as Kenneth was handing out Don't Tread on Me flags, By the way, we sell that T-shirt or make your own. In fact, that's it. I'm going to put up flyers that don't tread on me. They are so afraid of that, folks. They're so afraid of real American symbols because they're anti-American trash. Don't tread on me flags to other conservatives. The SEIU representative demanded to know why a black man was handing out these flags. Oh, even worse. Oh, because they've got to say everybody's racist that doesn't want to have eugenic shots forced on them. See, they're so afraid of everybody getting together. That's why they hate the Obama deception. The SEIU members feel so good to get together with everybody to fight the New World Order. Everybody's welcome to fight the New World Order. The SEIU member used a racial slur against Kenneth. Oh, of course. Because liberals, remember, a real Nazi comes up with a ponytail and Birkenstocks. I'm not saying everybody with Birkenstocks and ponytails. Half my employees were Birkenstocks and ponytails. I'm saying the real Nazis dress like that and they're, oh, let me euthanize your black baby. Oh, I'm so liberal. Margaret Sanger wrote about that. The SEIU member used a racial slur against Kenneth, then punched him in the face. Kenneth fell to the ground. Another SEIU member yelled racial epithets at Kenneth as he kicked him in the head and back. Kenneth was also brutally attacked by one male SEIU member and an unidentified woman. The three men were clearly SEIU members and that were wearing T-shirts with the SEIU logo. And then it goes on how the police then responded and arrested the reporter to shut it down, but not before video of it was circuited away. It's like when the cop shoots that poor guy on the DART platform in the back at the DART train station. And they go grab everybody's cameras on camera, but they didn't know somebody was in a train stopped videoing it. Then they said they lost all the tapes. We're going to defeat you with our handheld systems. Just know that. You can even try to shut the web down. We're still going to deliver these to court. You're not going to be able to stop us, folks. You know, it's over. Good cops have nothing to fear. Bad cops and government thugs, your days are numbered in this republic. You're going to be brought to justice. Kenneth supporters, conservatives' ideals, although he subscribes to no particular political party, Brown continues. We are calling on SEIU representatives and the congressman and President Obama to condemn the racist actions of these union thugs. And it goes on from there. Well, I want the lawyer on. See, I just started reading the article. I was watching the clip during the break. We have the original email from Kurt Nemo. So I want that lawyer on fourth hour if we can get him. And let's get this man on himself. So you got a black man out there against having the eugenics healthcare takeover. And so the crazy union people and the police can't stand for that. And so they go after him. And they go after him in a big way and then frame them and arrest them. So in America, you get beat up by political thugs and then you go to jail for it. And then the cops aid you in the cover up. Now, by the way, we have out of St. Louis the newscast with the district attorney and the sheriff in the county next to him saying, if you talk bad about Obama, we're going to arrest you. That Kurt, great job on this article, but make sure you post that under. I mean, they go on the news and they say, in America, you don't talk bad about Obama or you go to jail. These people would love to turn us into the complete Soviet Union because then they get to move into your houses, take your farms, take your ranches. They're doing it all with the animal ID, premises ID. Look, what happened in Germany and China and Russia is happening here. There's no doubt they're trying. They control both parties, but right now Obama is their man. And Obama is taking them further than anybody ever has. But 7 months in, he is stalling up to his axles. And so they are going to get aggressive. They're going to try to intimidate us. And let me just tell the Obama thugs something. Keep it up. Show everybody you're the thugs. Falsely arrest Americans. Persecute them. Charge them for the crimes you've committed. Thank you for showing everybody who you are. Keep it up, Buster. And go ahead. And I know you're probably going to bomb something and say we did it very soon. I know you're going to stage some terror attacks so you can suck your thumbs and ban free speech and try to connect it to people that don't want your agenda. That isn't going to work. You've pulled that pony out, that one trick pony, one too many times. You know, you're a one hit wonder, broken record. You just repeat the same thing, same old song and dance over and over again. We're ready for you. Citizens, be on the lookout for feds and private mercenary groups who are all over the country staging terror attacks. Police, military, be on the lookout for your own personnel staging terror. And they're going to be targeting you. Police, they're going to do it during a drill. They keep having drills all over the country, especially Missouri, maybe the main target area. or it could be California, or it could be Oklahoma. These are main vector points we've been noticing. Central Texas, Belton looks like they may be involved in black ops with them. South of Temple, they'll have a drill where you're out with the Army running checkpoints, and then they're going to have a group of mercenaries drive by and shoot a bunch of you. Then they'll put a patsy who they've drugged up on the news. You'll probably have some of my videos. Just watch out. If you see a federal vehicle driving by and you see a window start dropping down with a gun in sight, don't think they're your friends. They'll grease you in a minute. I'm telling you, I can see their setups. I know their combat operations. This isn't a joke. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot allow us to take over all their meetings. They cannot allow the image of the American people rebuking them to take hold or it's over. They are going to stage events. There is no doubt the revolution is starting in the United States peacefully of people shattering the illusion. And they're going to have union thugs and mafia police on the payroll assaulting you. And that's going to backfire. And they're going to bomb buildings and blame it on us. That may be even worse. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I can guarantee you they are probably already given the orders to carry out the operations. So watch out, everybody. Watch out for globalist corporate stage terror attacks so they can clamp down on us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Globalists are losing ground fast. We have right on our side. We planted the seeds. We exposed the globalists. Now everything we talked about is coming true. The New World Order is openly being announced. And billions of people worldwide who laughed at us are now awakening. The enemy is going to strike back. You can absolutely guarantee that. They're already striking back with thugs and police. Imagine they beat you up, just out of the blue, punch you right in the nose, and then they take you to jail. Oh, it is so sick. And it's the video. Doesn't lie. And we've got the lawyer coming on later in the show. We're lining that up right now. Dr. Corsi's coming on at the 8 after. We're going to open the phones up later. We got Bob Chapman popping in on this Friday edition. I haven't even gotten into all the other news that I'm going to be covering, but I'm just now beginning to realize that the revolution's on, the awakening's happening, and this is just the beginning. And the enemy is acting like a dictator. Like Mike Rivera likes to say, the quickest way to bring down a dictator is make him act like one. This beating men and women up and punching them in the nose because they dare protest on a street corner. And the cops all over the country come up and say, you're not allowed to protest. But then if you're pro-government, you can. They say, well, you got to have a permit. Permits started in the last 50 years to if you wanted to have a Macy's Day parade and block the road. But then they tried to say, oh, you can't even have a sandwich board on the corner without a permit. It's all a First Amendment violation. It's a load of bull. And I don't care if your black uniform and submachine gun says you're going to stop us. You're going to be brought to justice. So I advise everybody out there in the system, you better decide which side you're on right now. Because your bosses will kill you in a minute. Your bosses will take your pension funds in a second. You better team up with the American people. It's still not too late. All we're asking you to do is that when union thugs punch some innocent person in the nose, you don't have to arrest the person that got punched in the nose. You can arrest the union person. But you were told to help them, weren't you? Because in St. Louis and surrounding areas, it's run by the Chicago mob. Everybody knows it. And so now the cops are reduced to Chicago thuggery. And that's the system they want to bring nationwide. Training you to get down and lick the mafia boots when they say jump. The Daily Style crime machine comes to America with the Daily Crime Boss. Right out of the Daily Machine, Barack Obama. He said, hey, we got the clip coming up where he says, get out of my way. I'll take you to jail. Not only will I knock your teeth out, I'll have you taken to jail. Before we end this hour, the Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com, Obama New World Order, Obama Joker shirts are the most virally selling shirt I've ever offered. It is crazy. The first batch is being tracked by UPS to arrive today. We've already ordered more, being printed up today. And on the weekend, we'll have those in next week. So we already sold out of the order I put in Monday. This broke Monday. I said, that's a great idea. Put the order in. They're arriving today, shipping out on Monday. We already sold out. We already put another order that's coming in Tuesday. So the only place to get these shirts, because we're the ones that made them first, we've got them. I guarantee you the other manufacturers don't have them. Get your orders in now to get the Obama Joker shirt first. We got 8 different things to choose from with In the Fed on the back, Stop the Criminal on the back, Wake Up Before It's Too Late on the back, Infowars.com. You'll also fund our operation here in the Central Texas HQ. And it gets the word out on the street. So get your Obama Joker shirts at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with the second hour. Keep it locked in. I feel the rebellion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.